This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 209. We're dealing with some technical stuff. That happens. Let's jump into, Chris, let's stay with what we're doing right now, though, okay? Let's stay with these sound bites. Let's deal with Donald Trump yesterday. To his credit, he goes to the National Association of Black Journalists. To their credit, they invite him. He was invited in 16. He was invited in 20. Didn't go. Why is he going? For votes. Why would Kamala Harris go there? For votes. She didn't, by the way. She wanted to do it by Zoom. It did not work with their schedule. So you had a first question from Rachel Scott, which agitated Donald Trump. The question was fair. It cited his comments and things that he said in the past, and that was the opening question. Now, he responded to it, "Where's my hello? This is the worst opening question ever." We can debate, and there's not a right or wrong. Do you come out that strong? Do you wait two or three questions in? That's always going to be debated. Rachel Scott knows that part of the debate is, why is Trump there? Are you going to be tough enough on him? Is he going to answer questions? So that's part of her rationale. You don't have to agree with it. But then later in the event, we get to the portion of this Q&A which stood out the most, where the president is talking about the vice president. Because of the technical issues we're having right now, Susie, go ahead and play it right now. Thank you.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect
she went to a historically
either one.
Black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody
is
should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Okay. My basic premise for all this is going to be, and I'm going to offer up comments like I do always. How does this help Donald Trump win? Tell me. How does this help Donald Trump win? Many people don't want him to win. He's not my pick. Obviously, I've established that before. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. But for him, when he's appearing, when he's talking, when he's going to fundraisers, when he's putting his committee together, all that, and the campaign, it's all about winning. So here we go again with birtherism. Do not forget Donald Trump's entree into the 2016 race started how? Where's Barack Obama's birth certificate? Let's review the number of other presidents where we were looking for their birth certificate before a black man. And yes, Barack Obama didn't just turn into a black man. Mixed race family, identified as a black man. He didn't wake up one day at 31 and say, "Hey, I got nothing going on. I'm going to be a black man." Just like the vice president didn't wake up one day and say, "Hey, I think I'm going to turn into a black woman." But that, and he created a lot of attention, a lot of people on his side, and a lot of dissent with the birth certificate filth. Let me be clear, looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate was filth and was disgusting and wouldn't have happened for 1 second if Barack Obama was a white man. So here we go again. The vice president, who, by the way, in the 2020 campaign, someone who I thought was going to be great, by the way, she has the one debate with Joe Biden on busing, seemingly made points, but then had to backpedal the next day. Her campaign was so lousy, she didn't make it to Iowa. So no one can tell me she's a great campaigner for the presidency right now until she shows us something different. Maybe she will. Susie, we're going to be okay with the other bites. We got to have a little on-air conversation. We're going to be okay with the sound bites, okay? So she might turn out to be the next couple months a fantastic campaign. There have been people who've run terrible campaigns initially, and then they run very effective campaigns. Let's see. But in 2020, when she ran, she stunk. She didn't get to Iowa. And by the way, I was wrong. I thought she was going to be the nominee. So this isn't me bragging about this. It's me saying I was 100% wrong. So now what Trump should do is emphasize she is a California liberal. And that's what she is. When she was an attorney general, there was a bit more law and order about her. But once she became a senator, and when she ran, she moved further to the left. And by the way, I'm not hinting in any way that Donald Trump is a centrist. He actually was when he was a citizen, but he saw his avenue. And by the way, he won. It worked for him. He won. But MAGA, and he's the leader of it, is further to the right. It just is on most issues. So Trump should emphasize the issues, but he never, ever, ever can get out of the way of himself on some issues that maybe members of his base agree with. But the independents who he's trying to get, who are reluctant right now, potentially, they might be intrigued, they're paying attention to Harris, but what is she really about? They might have been leaning Trump because Biden was having so many issues. But now, when Donald Trump says this, and I'll read the quote back, she was always of Indian heritage, not true. And she was only promoting Indian heritage, again, not true. I didn't know she was black. I don't believe him for 1 second until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. Yep. She never, ever cited her Jamaican-born father. You are allowed to be black and Indian in this country. This is not a criminal sort of situation. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black? This is Trump speaking again. But you know what? I respect either one. In fact, he says this twice. This should not be forgotten. Okay? I respect either one twice. Why couldn't he have just said that and ended this other crap? But he can't. Because either he feels this truly in his heart, which would be pretty pathetic, or he's appealing to people who do. Because when he says, I don't know if she's Indian or black, he then says, I respect either one. But then he says about a woman who is black and Indian, here's what he says. But she obviously doesn't respect either. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn. She went, she became a black person. It's just gross stuff. You know, he won in 16. It's probably a pick him now, but if you told me today, I'd pick him slightly. Because she's got some momentum right now. She might keep it the whole way. I have no idea. But how does this help him with independents? It does not. Did it prevent him from winning the 16? Nope. Was he going to win before the pandemic in 20? I personally think so. But he lost, and the pandemic Some of it, how he handled it, hurt him greatly. The economy slowing down hurt him greatly. Some of his ridiculous comments during the pandemic hurt him. But this is not an asset to him. To me, if you're a Trump supporter, this should bug you. Get out of here. Tout what you're going to do. Don't tout what happened in the past. Don't tout how aggrieved you are. Don't do the victim card. Don't do they're out to get me. Point out areas where you disagree with the Biden-Harris campaign. Put her right front and center since Joe's out and do that as opposed to she just turned black. She doesn't respect either one. That's rolling in racism. And if you're objective, you know. What do you want to say about that? Can we take calls with the computer issue?
One way to find out.
Okay. So we'll try to work in calls. If not, we'll work in text. We'll be fine. We'll get it done. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Agree with what I'm saying? Disagree with what I'm saying? Disagree vociferously with what I'm saying? Let me know. 651-461-9226. All right, let's jump in the calls. We're talking about Donald Trump. Again, showing up at the National Association of Black Journalists. I'm glad he did. He keeps going here because he wants to go here. It just doesn't help him when I find the comments awful. It's right there with racist comments. And I'm finding a few comments from our texters rather baffling, too. All right. One caller just dropped off. You want to call in right now? You can. You get to completely disagree, agree, or add something new to it. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Matt, I'm glad you're listening. Go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chad. You know, I've never called a radio show like this. Normally, I would never do that, but I have to totally agree with you. I'm opposed to racism of any kind. I just feel that there's no point in it. And in fact, I happen to be a normal, I guess, white man, but I feel it shouldn't matter. You know, you should be able to be anything you want and exist and have a good life in this country without it mattering what your skin color is or anything else. And focus on the issues, absolutely. Now, there might be a few things in which I agree with him on, like our infrastructure and stuff like that. But there are some of his ideas I just think are totally, completely off the wall. And I could say the same thing about Kamala Harris. You know, I think she's an all right person and everything, and there are some things I very much agree with her on, and others I may not. And I may even vote for an independent candidate. I haven't decided, but I sure appreciate the honesty about the racism. Let's just go to the whole deal. I can remember once I had to fill out a form, and they asked for my race, and I put on there, I'm American born and American bred. And when I die, I'll be American dead. And they called me up. They made me actually do it right. Yeah. They did not like me doing that.
Call in again,
anyhow,
sir.
Have a good day.
You too. I appreciate the phone call. Let's get to a number of texts. Someone is persistently sending this. Reminding the audience that Trump lost the plurality, the total amount of votes over the last two elections. I think most people who have paid attention know that. We have the Electoral College, and there's a lot of debate if the Electoral College is the way to go. I get how people who are Democrats and vote for Democrats every single time are frustrated. You know, probably even going back to 2000, what happened in Florida, and then with Hillary, with more votes, and Joe Biden, decisively more votes. Let's not forget, Joe Biden won. But you know what? Even though this is not somebody's going to vote for Donald Trump, I can assure you that, this is the game we're playing right now. Okay? We are playing the Electoral College. If they change it, then they all have to change. Then you know where Vice President Harris would be? California, probably every day. Where she'd be the next day? New York, trying to run up totals. And that's the whole point of the Electoral College. And I get it's counter to what we're doing in almost every other election. But if the point is to win the most electoral votes, I actually think we spend too much time talking about the popular vote. If you want to say we should change it, fine. But as long as this is the game we're playing, that should be emphasized. All right, more of your texts. It's 651-461-9226. How about the black job comment when he was asked about black jobs? Yeah, it's demeaning. It is demeaning because it's clear he's hinting, because he keeps going back to this over and over again, that immigrants are coming for black jobs. And then he slightly backpedals a little bit. Well, they're coming for all of his jobs. It is demeaning to all people involved. Now, I don't want this misinterpreted. The Biden-Harris administration failed epically on the border. Their border policy was feeble and inept. Now, we know Donald Trump stepped in and stopped Senator Lankford, who may be the most conservative senator in the Senate, for putting together an office, a bill, which would have passed the Senate. Don't know if it would have passed the House, where none of the major Democrats, what Democrats want in a immigration bill, were a part of it. Just to get something done. It would have made progress. It would have helped. But Trump wants to run on it. Again, Trump wants to run on the ineptness of the Biden-Harris campaign with immigration. Have they made progress since the executive order? Yes, but that should be used against Trump constantly if you're Harris or her vice president or others, that they should even own. But you can't, sadly. You can't, like we were talking with Adam early on, you really can't admit failure right now because it's used against you. But that should come up over and over again. And I think there is one ad on it where we could make progress, and Donald Trump stopped that progress. He is former president, not president. Please use the correct title. Thank you. We try to use that as often as possible, but there are many, many times when other people who have left office are called president, and frequently the individuals who are saying use former president are not fans of the particular individual. More text. Trump got you going. His goal. Harris busing story of 12-year-old is bogus. Okay, that debate came up before. I'm not going to even get into that right now. Trump didn't get me going. I'm covering a story. We're covering presidential politics, which we do on this show, and I disagree with him. I think he trolls and racism on a regular basis, and this texter, I know, wants Donald Trump to win from past texts. That's fine. You're totally allowed to do that. But if you think this approach, playing around with racism in, at times, a repugnant way, is garnering you independent voters, you're a fool, because it does not in any way. It's 32 past 2. Jason will join the mix when we come back on CCO. I know you talked about this some yesterday, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I'll just read another text here, which, on the part of Trump showing, I obviously vociferously disagree with his comments and even trying to step away. I don't see how it helps him. I just don't with independents. But this text, Chad, at least Trump is willing to engage with the hate-filled hosts. When was the last time Harris or Biden willing to engage Fox News in no holds bar interview live? The answer is never, then goes on to criticize the station, which the person is allowed to do. Now, Harris Faulkner is not exactly no holds bar. Okay. Harris right. Faulkner is proud of her conservative views. She has a successful mid-morning show So it's not like Harris Faulkner was out to get him. But I like that he showed up. Harris should show up in Fox News. Harris should go to other places and do interviews. Let's not go that far, though, with Donald Trump.
Well, we don't know anything about what Kamala Harris is going to do, right? She's been in the deal for a week.
Yeah, that's why I said should. Yeah,
she should.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, should.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's not like Trump was going on a regular basis before, though. He was a part of the debate.
Yeah.
Right? With Tapper and Bash. He criticized them before, but then he praised them afterwards. But for all of us, out of our silos,
yes,
right? To,
it would
to
be good.
Not just stay right in there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why people want us to, like, give Donald Trump credit for going the NABJ. Like, oh, good job. Like,
because our bar is so low right now.
The bar is so low.
Yeah.
Like, yes. And I even said this yesterday. I felt a pull to say
I heard.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
But also, like,
then you heard the word.
No, you don't get praise for going just because you went into a hostile group and said a bunch of asinine stuff. Sorry. Like, good job. Oh, at least he went. Like, come on. Like,
can't you do
are
both?
You that desperate for approval, the Trump voter? They're so mad.
Right. What?
Like, come
and
on.
Listen, we all fall back.
He
to
does get
things.
Credit. Yes. Congrats.
Right.
Yes.
He doesn't. And a lot of politicians, you know, fall in line with this, too. He just won't pivot off his 3 or 4 points because I did not hear it live. But then I watched it after I heard you talk about it. And he just keeps getting
How
back.
How good is my show, by the way? Just really. I mean, we really were on it yesterday.
The music station I was listening to was on a commercial.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
You know, that,
and it, when KDWB plays some spots.
I'm already scouting.
I'm available.
You know, on days off, I'm scouting Song of the Summer.
Smart.
Because we need to come up with Song of the Summer. It's both. You go there and you say, okay, he thinks he should go there because what did Biden win? About 90% of the black vote in 2020.
Yeah.
And then it's around 80% now.
Yeah.
And so he's thinking, I'm going to have success. But then he just throws the Molotov cocktail of racism right in the middle of it and doesn't realize it's not helping him in any way. It's a little bit like the RNC convention where a lot of people felt, this is very good. This is very good. Now he's going to give this heartfelt speech about what it was like where by a centimeter was almost murdered. And once he stayed in the prompter, it was fine. But when he did the freewheeling Vegas Don play the hits, maybe his hardcore love it and he can't abandon them, but trying to get that 5-10% independence, they looked at those comments last night and they thought they were disgusting.
Yeah, I think that part of the Donald Trump appeal is that he just says whatever he wants. He doesn't.
Oh, for sure.
He's not.
Yeah.
So the idea of how does this help him? I just think that's like Donald Trump just saying what he thinks. And if there's a segment of voters that values and appreciates that, I think it's part of why Tim Walz has had such success, because he sounds like he's just saying what he thinks instead of a lot of what you get from the left wing, which is very cautious conversation. Except with Gaza, where they just, you know, where you've got like sort of the craziness.
Yeah, I really appreciate too, folks who, and there, by the way, let me be clear on this. I think Bibi Netanyahu has been too ham-handed in the response.
For sure.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I'm never, ever going to forgive that Hamas started this with a despicable, grotesque attack. But I love now that when we have multiple VP candidates in the mix who have very similar views on Netanyahu, that isn't an interesting, the one that certain people are citing more often than others. Mm. Oh, it's Josh Shapiro. Why is, that's right, he's Jewish. Isn't that funny how.
He's a real problem.
Yeah, you know, if you want to disagree, you can. Right. But then cite Tim Walz, cite Mark Kelly. Isn't it funny how even some elected officials are just citing the Jewish guy who's in the
Do you think the raucous sort of reaction from the crowd at NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, I worry a little bit that it really reflects poorly on journalists, because regular people, you hear the hooting and hollering.
Yeah,
and the
right.
I think people don't know, nor and why should they? But like in attendance, it's way more than journalists. It's opinion columnists. It's college professors. It's people who work in a sales department.
Can I ask this? If I wanted to go, or if an everyday citizen wanted to be a part of that room,
I think you could join as a member if you wanted
okay.
to.
Yeah. Did you think since?
But I think it looked. It made
more partisan.
Yeah, I think it made journalists look bad.
I think it's a fair point. If again, he's going
to not the interview. I thought the interview and the questions were fine.
Okay, so I brought this up briefly in the intro too, and we both have done, and a lot of people do it. Rachel Scott to me asked a very, very valid question.
For
which,
sure.
Would you have asked that right from the get-go just to say?
No, like,
Here's where I'm at.
That's not my style. I don't have a problem with that. It's an interview.
Yeah, I don't either. I would have
like
waited.
She's supposed to say, like, hey, buddy, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
and like give me a break.
Okay.
Like, it's not dinner at the DeRusha household. It's an interview.
And by the way.
And you have a limited amount of time.
He left ahead of time.
No.
He left ahead of time. Let's pause. I want to hear what you have to think about this CBS news plan for the evening news, because I'm like, really? This is it? Are you kidding me? This is the plan? I'd be bugged if I was Major Garrett, Jamie Yuccas, and others who could easily do this job. This plan makes no sense to me. And I know CBS is listening right now, and they might be tearing up the plans as they listen to my skepticism. It's 46 past 2. DeRusha Hartman here on CCO.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
Okay, we talked briefly about this the other day when Norah O'Donnell makes the announcement that she's stepping away. I think it's our belief that she was pushed and they handled it in a kind, professional way. And you pretty much nailed it. Said, you know, maybe they'll try different.
I think I even mentioned Maurice Dubois.
Yeah.
From WCBS in New York, who's a terrific anchor.
He's good. He's good. So here's what they're doing. They're bringing on John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
He hosts like a streaming thing for them right now. And all of the management of all of the networks are very obsessed with their digital streaming products.
Yeah.
Even though the audience is minuscule compared to the old school broadcast product.
They have a meteorologist, and then they have Margaret Brennan, and then an executive producer from 60 Minutes is coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. I think Maurice is excellent. I think Dickerson is, I think he would belong on NPR.
Yes.
Like he's intelligent.
Very, very intelligent.
It's deep.
Yeah.
But when he stepped in after Charlie Rose had his fiasco, and again, there's no defense of Charlie Rose, it didn't work.
No, he was on their morning show for a bit, and it was not the right.
Right. As a good political analyst that's very dry, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's no Major Garrett. You know, I don't know why they still wouldn't just go, hey, here's Yuccas, here's Garrett, here's, why am I forgetting her name, this Sunday evening who's very, very good.
Jerika Duncan?
Yes, Jerika Duncan. As opposed to this combo platter of, like, it's almost like it's a version of local news when you know better than I. Those local news numbers in the evening, they're shrinking.
I don't think it's going to be the two of them together, is it? I don't think they're co-anchoring. I think they're like taking days or something. Or are they co-anchoring?
Well, we'll be the new co-anchors.
So it's those two, huh?
That's how I'm interpreting.
I don't know if they're like, if it's a co-anchor, you know, like you see on Channel 4, if they're taking turns. I don't know. I think the bottom line.
What is this, like me and Twins games taking days off? Like John's going to go, I gave you two.
This is when you say, at CBS News, the evening news is no longer our most important product. Our most important product
blares this.
Is just constantly on. It's constant updates.
Yep.
And so we're not going to spend $5 million on an anchor. We're just going to have these two. Now, Maurice anchoring the news in New York.
He's well paid.
Yeah, he's probably, you know, you're looking at maybe a $2 million guy there.
Yep. And he's been there for a while, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good anchor. I don't know, it's hard to tell from the articles I've seen, is he leaving New York? But it is just a statement of saying...
I thought it showed he was staying somehow.
If you're the number three evening news in ratings, like, how much money can you make? How much money should you spend? So trying to be, they're trying to cut some salary. Do it and maybe have some luck. Try to, the most successful in the ratings newscast is the most local news-like newscast, which is ABC, which feels like a big market local newscast.
Okay, do you think ABC and their approach has been notably different than CBS and then Lester Holt on ABC?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's much more fast-paced. It's a lot more weather. It's a lot more news of the day rather than longer, like,
franchise
stories.
So are they imitating
stories.
ABC here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Are they also
saying... And they're also saying, like, what we really care about is the total, you know, online digital news all the time. And so they're trying to make the whole thing more flat.
We had a person in management here early on when I was here, when I felt like a number of changes should have been made, including you. And I think a number of those changes have been made. And the person said to me, WCCO Radio is a cruise ship. And it's going to take too long to change it.
Mm.
And this person, I'm not going to say male or female, I'm not in here for it. Is CBS a little bit saying, we're just going to be third? We're just going to be third.
No.
And do I really want to spend all that money? Because Muir and Holt are just ahead of us and we're not going to catch them.
I think, yeah, to a certain degree, they're saying, let's spend our money in other...
You'd be bummed if you're working there, though.
A little bit, but they're saying, let's spend our money in other areas.
Yeah.
And that 5:30 isn't the only game in town.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay. It's just not very exciting.
Yeah. And it's deflating if you're there and you think...
A little bit. You're like, we want to win. Yeah.
We'll talk a little Canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home.
Drive Time coming up in a couple minutes. I heard that there's a good chance I might be replaced by co-anchors. You know, who knows what's going to happen?
I've done the co-anchor before.
Yeah, you had a co-host.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a co-host for Drive Time.
Yeah. Are you willing to take up, say, here's half my salary to said co-host?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
A third?
That dedicated to the idea.
Yeah, a third? I think you're in for 5%.
Yeah, I mean, I believe I'd empower that person to try to generate their own revenue.
You would collaborate. You would coalesce.
I stopped in to a coffee shop in St. Cloud today.
Was this one of these things like 55 where you're walking on the side of the highway?
That's... I was driving home from Grandview.
Yeah. Did you go up there just to see the tribute Taylor Swift band?
Yeah.
That is commitment. How were they?
They're pretty good. Brilliant. What a brilliant bit.
Would you have admitted right here they weren't pretty good?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
0 to 10.
Actually, there was a dude who sang like a Harry Styles song.
Oh.
He was a 9.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift was a 7.5.
Is this your new Western White House?
Grandview. That's right.
Just periodically you'll be at Grandview.
And then I'll just stop into St. Cloud, have some coffee. I'm Greater Minnesota. I love this state. So does thecanopygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.